You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574, 561-383-6574. Now, stay tuned for today's message.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastor David Ewers with Maranatha, a church of worship, the word and healing. And what a pleasant surprise it is for me to come on again this Monday afternoon and have the ability to teach and a more dynamic prayer life. But before we start, let's pray. Father, we bless your holy name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Father God, we exalt you. Father God, you are a wonderful God. And we are thankful, Lord God, that we have the opportunity to come in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for the people, Lord God, that are listening, that you said, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. We also pray for your blessing, Lord God, over this time. We ask, Father God, that you may open the eyes of our understanding, that we may hear and also have a deeper understanding, Lord God, of the things that you want us to hear this afternoon. Father God, we bless your holy name. We are so thankful for the Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. And Father God, we ask all these things in Jesus Christ, and we pray. Amen. Well, once again, I'm so thankful that you are listening. I can see your lovely faces. I can see a smile over here, a smile over there. Yes, I know you're excited. I'm excited also. But before we get into the teaching of the Word of God, I want to invite you out to give you a special invitation to come and worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. I believe that you could also go on our website, Maranatha Inter. .org. That's Maranatha, MaranathaInter.org, and you could get information about us. Also, I want you to email us. I want to hear from you. Our email address is jaz07min@yahoo.com. I want you to email us and just let us know that you've been enjoying these time of teaching, and also I want you to come in this to inquire about us and to learn more about this ministry. Also, I also thank you for sowing into this ministry. You could go on our website and you could sow into this ministry. I believe my goal is to expand this 30-minute slot to an hour, but we're looking for some sponsors that will come alongside of us and say, hey, I would love to hear more of this teaching, and this is what I can do to help you in that regard. Well, as you know, we've been talking about teach me how to pray, and I believe it's important that we know how to pray, because your prayer is your communication. Your prayer is that means of how you can dialogue with God. God could dialogue with you. He could give you the wisdom, but also to develop a rich and a robust relationship through prayer. I believe it was Mahatma Gandhi. He said, prayer is not asking. It is a longing of the soul. It is daily admission of one's weakness. True. It is better in prayer to have a heart without words than words without a heart. Wow, that's profound. Well, as you know, that prayer is very vital. It's vital to the direction that the United States is going in. It's vital in the way that our communities are going, our families are going, and we can have we can play an intricate role in the direction that it goes. We can have an influence in the decision, you know, even of our country by our prayers. All the revivals that happened throughout the years, it was birthed through someone that says, I am going to pray. Okay? Now, as you know, we've been talking about Teach Me How to Pray. And I want to touch on, I started this to talk about the seven steps to answered prayer. And I believe a lot of us have been asking God, say, God, I want more information on how to pray and how to get my prayers answered. Some of us feel like we've been praying and it's been, our words hit the ceiling and come right back down to us and nothing happens. We've never seen any vibrant results from our prayers. But I believe as we go through this particular series, you can use the wisdom and some of the information that's being dispensed so you can have answers to your prayer. Now, we have said in the past the importance of prayer. I believe that in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26, it makes it very clear. So here you have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It says Elohim. That word means Elohim, means another word for gods. God says, let us create man in our own image and likeness, and let them have dominion. Notice he didn't say, let us have dominion, but he told man, let them have dominion, stating the fact that he gave man the legal rights or the legal authority here on the earth. So guess what? Now God says, I want to now intervene and I want to do something in the earth. Guess what? He has to go back through man and now get be asked to come back and into that place that God has given him authority over. That's why scripture says, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you what? Great and mighty things. Before there's a great and mighty things, there has to be a calling. Also, we see where it says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven, you will heal a land. So before there is a healing of the land, before there is a healing of the families and so forth, there is a calling, there is a praying, there is a coming with a humble approach. So with that said, prayer is man giving God legal right and permission to interfere in earth's affairs. In other words, prayer is man giving heaven earthly license to influence the earth. So God says, I want to intervene on your affairs. So when you pray, you're literally giving me permission to now act on your behalf. Another thing says, every action taken by God in the earth realm required the involvement of a human being. So we see, like for instance, to rescue humanity in the flood, he used Noah. God could have just come down and say, hey, I just wanted to just do it myself. But no, he says, I use Noah. With the creation of nation, he says, I'm going to use Abraham. When he said, I was going to take the people out, deliver the people out of Egypt, guess what? He used Moses. Same way that he used Moses, same that he used Abraham, and same way that he used Noah, he will use you to make a significant difference. You got that? Good. Now let's get right into the study. Last week we touched on step one. There are seven steps to answered prayers. And I believe if you now take these very seriously, not just listening on that 1 o'clock, 1:10, 1:15 in the afternoon, but now you're taking notes and now you're going to use these information that is being given to you and now put it into practice, put it into action. So the first step is be specific and stand on God's promises. So that's the first step. Be specific and stand on God's promise. Last week we gave an example of Hannah and Paniah. Hannah had her womb closed up and Paniah was her sister that could have children. And Paniah would day after day after day just provoke Hannah. But we see even in that provoke provoking Hannah, Hannah was very focused. She had a vision. She said that I am going to pray to God for a man child. She was very specific in what she wanted. She said, when I get this man child, I'm going to give it and dedicate it back to the Lord. No razor is going to touch his hair. And I'm going to give this back, give this son back to the Lord. So we see that she was very specific. So the first thing that we have to do is be very specific. What are we praying for? What are the things that we're asking God for? Write it down. Make it very clear. Just like in Habakkuk chapter 2, we say you have a vision, write it down, make it clear, make it very clear. So those that read it will be able to run with it. So be very specific. This, in that same step, it says, be specific and stand on God's promises. So now you find scriptures that correspond with what you are praying specifically for. Decide what you want from God and then find the scriptures that definitely promise you those things. Because faith begins where the will of God is known. So be definite about what you want. Now, you found now the scriptures. You've written them down. Like, for instance, you have 10 scriptures. You're praying for your grandmother. You're praying for your aunt or whoever it may be. You're saying, here are my 10 scriptures that talk about healing. For instance, Galatians chapter 3, verses 13. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. First Peter 2:24. By his stripes, we were healed. And then you take those scriptures and then you begin to start taking those scriptures and now begin to start putting it in your heart, meditating on it until it becomes fixed in your heart. You remember St. John's 15, verses 7? I believe as Jesus was speaking and he says, you abide in me and my words abide in you and you ask what you will and it shall be done for you. So before it shall be done for you and desires of your heart, there is an abiding, there is an a staying where you allow the word of God. This is a spiritual discipline. Allow the word of God to now sink deep into your heart. And what that happens is that when you spend time in the word of God, you're allowing the word of God to now consume your heart until you become fully convinced, fully persuaded. No one can shift you. That's what I mean by getting your heart fixed on the word. I was looking at some of the scriptures, like for instance, Joshua chapter 1, verses 8, when God came to Joshua and said, hey, Moses is now dead. He's passed away. Now, here's the land that I'm going to give to you. And no one is going to be able to stand before you wherever your feet are thread. I'm going to give it to you. But before you go, sit down and get this word fixed in your heart. In other words, he said, meditate on my word. What do you mean by meditate? Meditate means to think about deeply. Meditate also means to roar or to mutter the words until it gets deep inside of your heart. You remember that scripture says that we confess with our mouth and we believe where? In our heart. So the believing process starts in our heart. And we have to get the word firmly fixed and established in our heart until we become very, very confident of what God says he's going to bring it to pass. You remember in the scripture in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15? Let's read it. It says, now this is the confidence. You see that? This is the confidence that we have in him. In who? In God. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Verse 15. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of him. So notice that we have to come to God in confidence. Fully persuaded. I believe it was Hebrews chapter 11, verses 6. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But he that come to him must believe. So when we come to God, there is a posture of believing that when I'm praying, it is definitely going to be answered because I am praying His word, His will, just like it says. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, what is His will? His will is His word. His will is His word. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of Him. So it's very important that we get the word of God firmly fixed in our hearts. So that's step one. We get the word of God firmly fixed in our heart. We write down the promises. We are very specific about what we want, and we now get the word that correspond with that, and now we're very clear. Every day, we're disciplined. We go over those scriptures over and over and over and over until we become what? Confident in it. It's just like David. Before he got to the Goliath, he had to now practice on the bear. Practice on the lion. He defeated the bear. He defeated the lion. And then when it came time for him to now conquer Goliath, his faith was so strong that he says, man, bring this. Who's this uncircumcised Philistine talking about my God like that? Come here. You see? So the first step is be specific. Stand on God's promises. You got that? Good. The scripture says, man shall not live by what? Bread alone. By every words that proceed out of the mouth of God. Can we move to step two? Good. Step two. You must ask God for what you want. I know it sounds simple, but it's something to think, really think about. Ask God for the things you want and believe that you receive them. Believe that you receive them. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 32, it makes it very clear. It says, the Father knows what we should ask, what we have need of before we even ask. Let's look at for also St. John. St. John chapter 16, verses 23. St. John's chapter 16, verses 23 and 24. It reads, and in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say unto you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, this is Jesus, written in red, my name he will give to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. So, with second step is we must ask God for what you want. That young person, ask God for what you want and believe that you receive them. Now, I'm going to go back. I want you to go back to Mark chapter 11, verses 23. Mark chapter 11, verses, let's start at 20, 21, 22, 23, and 24. Now, 20. Now, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw that the fig tree dried up from the roots. 21. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed was withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. And some texts might say, have the faith of God. Verse 23, for assuredly I say unto you, whosoever, so now you are in this, you're not left out, you are in this verse. So verily I say unto you that if David say to this mountain, what is your mountain? What's that thing you've been specifically praying for? You say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. You catch that? Does not doubt, does not waver, does not draw back, does not oppose what God has says in his heart, but believe those things which he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. 24. Therefore, I say unto you that whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. Let me read that again. Therefore, I say unto you, whatever things you ask when you pray. So when you get down on your knees or wherever, and you're specific and you know exactly you got the scriptures for it. Now, when you ask, all right, when you ask, when you pray, believe you receive them. So that is very important that you catch this. Because that word receive, it comes from the word lambano, which means to take. Means to take. So when you get down on your knees, you believe that the moment you ask for it, you have it in your hands. You have it in your hands. You have the scholarship in your hands. You have that job that you've been asking for. It has not manifested yet, but the moment you ask is the moment you what? Receive. You take it. All right? Time and time again, I've seen how, you know, well-meaning Christians, they miss this point right here, because they will get down on their knees and they will ask God for something, and then they will get up off their knees, and then as they're leaving, they're saying that, I know that God is going to. God is going to answer my prayer. Not God has already answered my prayer. It's very important that you catch that. Very important. Because the moment you believe that you have received it, it's now in your hands. It has not manifested yet, but you can see it with your actual physical eyes. But you have it. It's answered. Then the moment that happens, then the enemy comes immediately to now bring some type of doubt or bring some type of discouragement so that you will drop the ball and say, well, I know I haven't received it. So the enemy operates in the sense realm. All right, and God operates in the revelation and truth realm. So the enemy will come and says, how come you haven't seen it yet? How come I don't see that scholarship? How come I don't see that you're still limping? Look at you. And the enemy operates in the sense realm. But it's at that moment where you have already received it, is when you said, then you have to now do something. All right? You have to do something, and now you have to now combat what the enemy is trying to insert in the fact that you have not received it. He comes and he introduces doubt, and it's almost like a little seed. You know, just like this little seed that he brought to Eve. You remember Adam and Eve in the garden? He brought that little seed and said, did God really say? Did he really mean that? What you prayed, is that really going to come to pass? Look at your watch. It's been 2 weeks now. How come I haven't seen anything yet? But it's at that moment that we have to now respond to the enemy. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3, the scripture says, God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In Romans chapter 3, verses 4, it says, let God be true and every man a liar. Wow. Every man a liar. So we see that it's important that at that stage, we have to understand that we must ask God for what you want. So the first step is what? Be specific. We have to stand on God's promises, get a chart or a list of scriptures that you are going to now put in spiritual discipline and go over it and over and over again until you build the confidence, until it's what? Fixed in your heart. Abide in him. Let his words abide in you. Let your heart be fixed with his word. Just like Joshua before he went out into battle, success comes from meditating in his word until you now have it in your hands. You see how that works? So the first steps, we went over the first step, we went over the second step. I'm not even sure if I'm going to even get to the third step, to tell you the truth. Well, I'm going to introduce it just to whet your appetite for next week. The third step is be positive in your... Well, I'm going to introduce it just to whet your appetite for next week. Your thinking. And what I'm going to do next week, I'm going to talk a little bit about being positive and protecting what you are believing, and now of responding to the enemy, resisting the enemy, eradicating and uprooting any images or suggestions or visions or dreams or impressions or feelings or any thoughts that does not contribute to what you are believing for. Very, very important. And we're going to give you a little bit more clarity on the fact that once you have brought the word inside of your heart, faith and doubt cannot coexist in your heart. You remember Jesus, when it was time for him to do to heal someone, he would put the unbelieving out of the room and say, "Hey, get your stuff. You have to go. Doubt, you have to go. Come here. You have to go." You see how that works? So next week we're going to talk about the third step. Be positive in your thinking. Now, my time has pretty much kind of come to that. That's why I'm telling you, man, I need some partners to come alongside of us and say, "Hey, I want to stretch you over into an hour, from 30 minutes to an hour. But also, I want you to come to Maranatha." I guarantee you, if you visit one, you will be hooked. You will be hooked. I believe it's just a wonderful presence of God that's there. Excellent teaching, excellent worship, a time where you can get practical teaching. Not necessarily a lot of shouting and stuff like that, but the place where you can come. Right now, we're operating out of two and get practical teaching. It's a comfortable home setting where you can come and you can hear the word of God and then get prayed for. The prophetic word goes freely. We speak over your life and we literally pick you up and put you in the next level of where you need to be. It's time for you to grow. No longer can you come to church and now hide in the back. Now it's time for you to grow. All right? Call us at 561-383-6574 and also visit us on our website, maranathainter.org. But also, I want you to email us at jazz07min@yahoo.com. And I promise you, your life will never, ever be the same. May God bless you is my prayer. Shalom.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and
welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574, 561-383-6574.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.